What do you say, Grant?
Not a hell of a lot.
You look same as when I left you last.
Is that right?
Walk right into there, because we're going to record you this.
You really?
Yeah, I got
oh my 60. God.
Better than around the fire at 95 degrees.
Yeah, we were standing up all the way.
Well,
I got some bad news.
What happened?
Really bad news.
Really?
Second worst thing that could have happened.
Oh man, jeez, I hope it ain't that bad.
Yeah, I left the war stories on the computer. I wrote some more and I left them on the computer.
Oh. Well, you got them on the computer anyway.
Yeah, well,
did you? Okay.
Send them to you, but hell, I wanted to bring them.
Oh, I see.
Well, you always forget something.
Yeah.
I brought...
I've been hoping, but she always comes along.
I got some...
Oh, that's not nice.
But I got some poems from one of the fellas in the VA in our post, you know. I got five. I want you to look at them. I got them in the book. I just put them in there in the loose leaf. In your book, I put them in there.
In your book?
I want you to look at them. No, it's my book, but it's... That's on.
Grant?
Yeah.
No, I'm all done. He's
going home and have his supper.
Yeah, I've had about four already. I put up a new awning today. And the daggone thing is 4 inches too damn long. And, well, the thing
you
is,
have extensions
if we would have the daggone, if they wouldn't make these darn Carter awnings with these solid upper arms, we'd been all right. But if it had been A&E or a Carefree, we could have pulled it out. We'd have been okay. But I don't know exactly what they're going to do. So
there you go. There you go.
There. Now that's the deal.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do?
Yeah, you bugger. You know what you've done, don't you?
Well, I got 3, 6, 8, 9. I got 9 rolls, and there's 2 hours in a roll.
Oh my God.
So you can talk here yin yang, and I'm gonna get it all.
I guess.
And then I'll unsort it, and type it up and
that
add
great?
A few things.
Yeah.
Everything you say, I'll put in quotes, so I won't misquote you.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
Even the cuss words, so pronounce it real well.
Even the cuss words, eh? I was going to say, you know, old buddy, you sure opened up a bucket of worms, I'm going to tell you.
Good. That's
real bucket of worms.
Well, the way they used to say it on the railroad, see, whenever Kramer shows up, he's like an outboard motor in a cesspool. Really stirs up the shit.
That really stirs the shit, you bet. And but I'll tell you.
Want to get your crutch?
She just wants to get in and relax. Let her relax.
That hurts. I feel for you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think I'll go home. That is
make
nice.
You feel bad.
You want some supper?
Well, I'm gonna probably eat something, and I'll come back and visit with Tom.
All right, I'll go get something.
But I ended up
happened?
As a well. You know, between you and Mother and that service officer over there, they got me buggered up over there, and I joined that post.
Yeah, you told me that, yeah. Well, that's what you wanted to do anyway, wasn't it? Sure was.
Well, I think it was getting about that time because, you know, I was putting on eight different cemeteries, you know, these flags. Our flags, you know, putting them on the cemeteries. And we started out with 6 dozen, we're up to 23 dozen now, see? And I thought it's just about time that I get into one of the posts, you know. And I started out with Detroit and then Pinconning. I was there with about 6 or 8 years, and then we buried my brother and my dad, both out of Pinconning. And I thought I would take these cemeteries and kind of cover the deal, you know, because raising a family and $15, you know, I could buy 4 pairs of shoes with $15, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. When?
Well, that was back in
years
ago, don't you see? For the kids, you know. So I had, you know, kind of dropped out, but I thought by taking care of the cemeteries, you know, I might be doing my part, don't you see? But after all, when I talked to you and I talked to Ma, And that service officer, I got to thinking about it. I thought, hey, it's just about time this old man better get into a post, you know. So I gets in with the Beaverton post, and I had some work to do on my furnace, and I had a furnace part to get, and I goes over to George Grobuggy, and he's a...
How do you spell Grobuggy?
Grobuggy, I don't know how to... Grobuggy is that his name? Anyway, he in turn had asked me to join, you know, to reinstate myself with the Penconning post.
This is the VFW now
you're talking? Yeah, VFW, you bet. And when he found out I joined a Beaverton post, boy, he just about, you know, he said, geez, I'm awful disappointed, Grant. Well, I says, I'm sorry, George. I says, but you know, I know what Penconning post is like. And he says, don't tell me. He says, I know, they're always quibbling. Well, I says, that's part of it. I said, yeah. But I says, this post is pretty good, this 7303. And that's the one I got in. And I'll be darned if I wasn't in there, what, 4 months? And they made me senior vice commander.
Yeah, well, they know
holy mackerel, Andy. Well, I felt pretty honored about that, you know. And I've been doing quite a bit of work. I've attended 3 funerals and 2 parades. And I've been to other, when I first was nominated, I went to the parades. But I didn't partake in them because I just want to observe more than any scene.
That was the part I used to like the best.
Yeah.
I was the state officer, later on the national officer of the day, so when it came to parade, it was my job to put it together.
Oh, yeah.
And we have big, we used to have bigger in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, in Chicago, they probably would have big ones there. But ours is just small towns, you know. And but we have nice parades, don't get me wrong. They're pretty good. My back has been bothering me pretty bad. I went out, and the boys and I, and picked up 3 miles of tin cans on the 18 over there. Boy, my back, oh man.
Why should that bother your back?
Well,
I got into a
chiropractor, and boy, he really jumped on me. And I think he busted my back. Oh man, I'll tell you, I gotta go back. I gotta find out what the hell's the matter with it. There's something wrong. I feel like I'm always ready for a Charlie horse, you know, no matter how my leg's going, there's something
haywire. I got that here.
Oh, man.
Upper leg.
Terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
And so I gotta
well, listen, tell me, how did you do with the medals now?
Well.
You ever hear from them?
Oh, no, I ain't heard nothing. But the service officer sent... all the papers, sent your letter in, even, you know, along with
my
it.
Letter, really.
Well, it's my letter,
oh,
but
yeah,
did all the work with it.
I thought you were
and well, I'm talking your letter, the letter you sent, and all the paraphernalia, and he had forms too. So now we're waiting it out. And
okay, well, you're going to get everything except the Philippine stuff.
Yeah.
And you knew that, didn't you? Heck, I think you told me. Didn't you give me an address to send?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, but what I think that we're going to get the Philippines, too. I think that
well,
that's been...
They told me no. I got mine.
Oh, did they tell you already?
Yeah, they told me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't say it. It said foreign awards must obtained from the government involved. Mm-hmm. Let me read a foreign
well, listen,
government.
Tom, I got to take you down, and I got to introduce you to another guy. This guy was with the PBY outfit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Black Cats?
And
Black
Cat? Well, I don't know what he was, but he's a pretty
somewhat
of an educated guy. He's not educated. He's a real common guy, but I know that he kind of knows his onions. You know what I mean? And he's I just spoke to him. I just not an hour ago. He's over there, and we get a little time, and I'll take you down and I'll introduce you to Dex. And
we'll see what happens when we talk. Let me tell you ahead of time. The PBY was the grandfather of the PB2Y, which I had.
Right.
And the Liberator, the B-24 Liberator, the Army had, was a spinoff.
I
so the two of those put together is what our plane was.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberator top and PBY bottom.
I see. Yeah.
So we always tell these PBY guys that, you know, you guys were just toys. Oh, we were the big players.
Well, if you're going down there to argue with the guy about it, I'm going to back off.
See? I'm not going to say that to a guy I don't you know. But we used to always pick on it. They always break. There were more PBYs, of course.
But I know that Dex was in that, you know, that he was in the PBY outfit, see, whatever. See, I always say yours a PB2Y.
2Y, yeah. Well, the biggest activity of the PBYs was in Alaska.
Yeah.
They did a hell of a job of it. In fact, they stopped any possible invasion from the north, which they were fearful that the Japs were going to do. They stopped it clean, and they wiped out one-third of the dam, at least one-third of the dam fleet to come up there.
I see.
So, yeah, they were good. And then the black cats, you know, they painted them black, and they threw them at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might talk to them about them. I don't know too much about that. But I do know we towed one of them cotton pickers out at San Jose there. They had mats running out of the ocean, you know, up onto the shore, you know what I mean? And they'd come in like that, then they'd drop them wheels and they'd run them right up the mat, you know. Well, this one come up, but he dropped the wheel in the sand, you know, off of the mat, missed it. And my outfit...
The first guy did that.
Yeah, well, my outfit had a hook onto that son of a bean. We towed that, by hand we towed it out.
Because
At San Jose in Samar.
Yeah. Oh, Samar.
On the island of Samar in San Jose.
I think it's San Jose, California.
No.
Well,
this was on the island in the Philippines, on the island of Samar. They had them mats. And they laid them mats out there, and it was in San Jose that they laid these mats, you know. And they run them PBYs right up that mat, you know, right up onto the beach, see?
They could do it, but we couldn't. See, they're a lot lighter than we were.
Yeah.
What we had to do is we had to anchor the buoy.
Oh yeah.
In fact, we used to come in somewhere.
Well, I wouldn't have said that it was a PB2Y. I wouldn't say that. You know, a real big outfit.
Well, they can't do it. We had tremendous concrete ramps for two-wise.
Yeah. Well, I imagine
you
would.
Pull them in with a cat-cam hold up with them. But that's another thing that the PBY was good about. It could damn near go any place.
Yeah, they were light, somewhat light, I would imagine. Because we hooked right on and towed it. Had about 10, 12 guys on it, you know, on the one side there. You know, of course, they were with their engine, you know. But
that reminds me. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I got one of the biggest scares of my life. We used to have PBYs for training missions.
Oh, yeah.
To train the pilots for instruments and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go along, we had to get 4 hours a month to keep our flight skin.
Yeah.
That was 50% of our pay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after I came back and got off runs and I was in charge of the Radio Shack and all that crap, I didn't get out so on the regular flights, so I had to take these training runs. Well, this one day I went out, it was a PBY. I'd never been on one before.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And I got up in there and the engineer says, after you get up in the air, which is the mech, flight mech, he said, come on up here. Well, between the body and the wing, there's a support, and there's a window in it.
Yeah.
A support in it.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go up there and look out.
Oh, I see.
So, of course, you got the wind hitting you in the face.
Yeah.
It went about 120 knots.
Yeah.
So he said, look out here. Look out. And he said, look up at the wings. I looked up at the wings, and I said, God, the wings were flapping.
They were flapping?
It was so damn long. And they were doing this. I thought they were going to break. I never saw a wing flap. So this is what they were doing.
Yeah.
And he said, well, stick around a while. Wait till you see them turn over.
Oh, my God.
Roll up. You know,
but
ours moved a little bit. Well, we had a pretty big wing.
Yeah.
The wing on the Catalina was about like a wing on a DC-10. Yeah, real thin and real long.
Oh, yeah.
Gave them great lift.
Yeah.
That was a good plane.
You know, they had to be good because, you know, they did a lot of dodging those zeros and things when they found
them. Bomb those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were supposed to be like we were, like our plane was. You went ahead and like fortresses. You opened the bomb bays and dropped them. No, the PBYs, they dive bomb well.
Yeah.
Which I read about that. It was absolutely fabulous. So I say these guys in Alaska, they did everything.
Yeah.
But they knew they couldn't do it, so they did it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have nothing else to do it with, either.
Right, that's about it. That's the only plane they had.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what was funny about that fight. I had a choice of, when I came out of school, I was too big. Get this now. I went to aviation radio school, and we were being trained for combat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a limit on what your size was because of the gun rackets you could end up with.
Oh, I
gun
see.
Rack.
Yeah.
Before, if you were too big, you couldn't go, you wouldn't even let you go to school. You just stopped from there when somebody's up. was 5'10", 150 pounds. It was the maximum. I was 5'10 and a half, 155 pounds. So I told him that I had been eating a lot and I could get rid of that. And he said, what are you going to do about the other side of the height? I said, it's the shoes. I'll wear tennis shoes. He said, no. Nope. He said, we're going to be very strict about this because if you get up there and get hung up, he said, you're going to be in trouble. That's it. So anyways, we had a choice of transport or patrol, North Atlantic, South Pacific. I mean, North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific. And the North Pacific, of course, was up in the Alaskan area.
Yeah.
And I thought that'd be nice. I never been to Alaska. Then I got to thinking, 50 below
damn
zero.
Cold. Pretty damn cold, buddy.
So I took South Pacific Transit.
Yeah.
But the guys, the other two guys that did go up there, they ended up in the PBYs.
Yeah.
In patrol.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just made the right or the wrong decision all the way down.
Well, I think you'd made the right decision because I'd rather have been in the South Pacific any day. Yeah. I've always said, I don't know why the hell I come back home again. If I could have bought me a Philippine island for 700 bucks, I'd have been all set, see?
The only image we had of South Pacific when I went in there was Dorothy Lamour.
Yeah.
All the girls got to be like her with Sharon.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know anything about any of them.
Well, we always said them in New Guinea there, they look whiter by the day, That's what they always said,
That was 200 points.
Well, them Filipinos wasn't too bad, though. They weren't too bad. They were pretty good people. I liked the people as far as that goes. I always got along good with them. Yeah.
I've got some stories about that, too, which we'll get to many, many months from now. I got some good ones that I get done first when I get in.
Yeah.
I didn't do much in the Philippines. Just went in the Philippines one time and back.
Yeah. I was talking with Wayne down here. He's a Nam veteran, and
he's a Nam
Vietnam veteran. Yeah. Vietnam veteran. He's a VFW. Now he's a little upset with them because they kind of separated themselves from the veterans of foreign wars,
Yeah, they did.
And he, as a Nam veteran, is a little upset with that. He said, they're only hurting themselves is what they're doing, because here we've got the elite organization is already there just for the taking, for them to join and to take over, because most of us, we're in our 70s and 80s, hell man,
when I came back from the war, which was 46, we were over to join the American Legion, which for years, we used to go over there and shoot 22 rifles in the rifle range, and go look at all the medals and talk to the guys there. World War I vets, see? Yeah. So we came back, and we went over there, and all these guys wanted to do was sit around, drink beer, play poker, and tell war stories.
Yeah.
So we wanted to, we were young, we wanted to get into things, won parades and all that.
Yeah.
And the guy says, we don't...
Huh?
You can't turn it. What is it? Turkey?
Oh, the buzzards. Yeah, a lot of them. Hell, I got a whole nest of them behind the barn there. She brought out five new babies circling the barn.
Great.
Seven of them.
Baltic?
Yeah, five new ones this year.
When we went in there to join, and we said, we want to do all these things, the guy said, we don't want you guys. What do you mean you don't want us guys? Everybody knows about the American Legion, the big fireworks and everything in Chicago and all that stuff. He said, we are perfectly happy the way we are. He said, we don't want you guys. Go join some other post.
Mm.
So I said, go join some other post. I'll go join some other veterans organizations.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Nice guy.
But that's what we got now. The Vietnam guys don't want to fight around us old guys.
Well, yeah, but I think the old guys is kind of showing some of these young guys up pretty well, too. But, you see, the thing is, American Legion, any serviceman can join American Legion.
Right.
Anybody. And even a DAV, I think Bob heard me say, a guy could be sitting on a bar stool in the service and he gets pushed off or something, he busts his arm and breaks a rib or something. Hell, he's disabled, he's a service connected, don't you see? And even the DAV, you know, he don't have to be overseas or shooting or dodging bullets in order to be in a DAV, you see, or American Legion. But when you take the veterans of foreign wars, buddy, you're checked out. You're checked out, and that's an elite group. And I always said this. I'm a membership chairman, you know, now,
oh,
see?
Don't do any good. I'm already a member.
Okay. But I don't talk to them to sell it. I tell them right out, I'm not here to sell you a goddamn thing. I says, I want to tell you something, buddy. You already bought it, and you paid for it a long time ago. And all I want you to do is put your John Henry on this here piece of paper, and you give me a separation paper or something of this sort, or a medal or some damn thing. And I says, and a couple of bucks, and I'll take care of the rest. See? And I says, this is your outfit. You're an elite. You're in an elite group. You're in a group that nobody else can join. You can run all these here cars going by through here. All them people are trying to take your benefits away. They're the people, they're taxpayers, you know. They don't believe in you. A lot of them, they don't believe in the veteran, you know. See?
Hey, what's the status?
There, hey! Dex, come here. There's a PBY here.
Okay.
Pull up here just a second. Dex, I want you to meet Tom Creamer here.
Oh.
And this is Dexter,
oh,
I don't know his last name, but this guy's a PB2 wife outfit, and this is a PBY outfit, so you guys talk.
PB2Y, that's a P24 engine?
No, no, it's a Coronado. Four engine, double-deck seaplane.
I never thought
Thanks
about
a lot.
Operational.
Nuts to you.
There you go.
That PBY, that's a little plane that's way down there in the water.
Hey,
I'm going to get the hell out of here. I just thought I'd introduce you. I'll bring you down to talk
right
to you.
Behind a Coronado crossing at Banana River.
Oh, yeah? Well, that was the first one. That was VR1. That was the first squadron we had on the East Coast. We were always in the West Coast, VR2. If you get a chance, I'm recording all this, see?
Oh, of course.
I'm going to write his war story for it.
Oh.
And so I'm recording.
He was in the big one, was he?
I think so. Which
one
were you
know.
In?
Oh, that was the same thing as you guys was, if you call it the
but
big
anyway,
one.
But anyway, this is all going to be... This
well,
all,
that's
this
okay
all
going
to be great interesting, and to make sure I don't get it wrong, I'm recording it.
Right. I think that's right, man.
Yeah. Because I got a short memory.
Yeah, but it's short now.
Yeah, right.
At the... Newport News Boneyard.
Yeah.
They had the body of a Coronado in there one time.
Yeah, right?
And that's the closest I ever got to one.
Yeah, right? Well, it wasn't anything glorious. It was
it was big.
It was a mistake. It was between two, you know. And it was bigger than the Y, but then the Y was a combat plane. Mm-hmm. They tried to make one out of this thing. It was so damn big, it didn't carry many bombs. It just flew around. Then they made a patrol plane out of it. How close to it? It's 4 inches for a patrol. So they turned into transport and it worked. It was a good transport thing.
Good lift.
Oh yeah, and we used to carry some damn good loads. But later on, we had different branches. We had the DE's evacuation squadrons that brought the guys back there, and the hospital squadrons that brought the ones that weren't serious back to the States.
They finally found something good to do.
Yeah, see, yeah. Because it was so big, you know, you could carry good loads. Where were you? Were you up in Alaska?
Yesterday?
No, when you were flying the cat.
I was on a... You shouldn't have asked.
I'm sorry about that.
Go right ahead, speak out of there.
When the Japs were in the Aleutians,
yeah.
I was one of the pilots they selected to put in a special task force to go into super navigation training so we could find our way back home and then be attached to the Army up there so we could bring them back home.
Yeah.
We'd never get to do any flying, just bring the Army boys back or even find out where they're supposed to be bombing.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe you were in the Black Cat squadrons up there.
No.
I had some guys that ended up in our squadron. See, we used to get the guys back from combat. They'd send them to us for their rest periods, I think, for after their 25 or 50 mission. And we had a couple that were up there in the Black Cats. And talk about dive bombing with a PBY, it just made me shake just to think about this.
Oh, I was in a group that used Lake Okeechobee for low-level bombing, you know.
Lake Okeechobee?
Yeah.
In Florida?
Yeah.
A couple of good ones in there, but it sunk the whole state.
But they were using those little bombs about this big, about that long, with a shotgun shell and a tank.
And just see if you could do it. Huh?
And they were checking the crew out on radar approaches for the target. And got them in the lake every time.
Yeah, not exactly a small lake.
No, it isn't. TBY could lander take off two or three times in a straight line.
Well, listen, we're going to be here for a couple of days. You get a chance, come on down and gas with us.
I've never met anybody from the Navy before.
Never met anybody from the Navy?
No.
No kidding.
Not run over.
Well, weren't you in the Navy?
Yeah. Well,
you were alone?
They're out there someplace. I remember that Jack Ball went back to Denver and his mother and their 100 million buck operation there. And Bill Green went to Chicago with his family, who owned two or three of those big tall buildings there or something like that. And I don't remember. I never heard of any of the other guys.
Well, in fact, every place he went, I was behind him by about 2-3 months.
Oh, really?
Because we were following up the combat areas, you know, brought blood and stuff in and guys back and all. Mm-hmm. And so it's really funny that we got talking about it, talking about this one, that island, that island, that island, and I was right behind him. So it really was strange. So, well, come on over if you get a chance, because we're going to be doing it for 4 days.
Only 4 days?
And nights.
I've got to be home the 15th of October.
Well, if you run fast,
fit it in there someplace.
If you run fast, you can make it. No, really, if you get a chance, come on over.
Okay, nice meeting you.
Same here.
See you later, Dick. Take care, Don. Yeah. So, the very guy I was talking about, see, I was telling you about. Yeah.
That's something. Yeah. He was in the Navy.
Well, I thought.
Three PBYs, but never met anybody that was in the Navy.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, it just shot in the dark, you know. You never know. You might even know each other, you know. But I didn't know. I presume you don't. But anyway, I just thought, you know, it'd
That's
be
good.
Nice to nice to introduce you to them anyway, you know. Because I know you guys in your outfits like that, they like to shoot the bull, you know, and try to combine
all
things,
the time.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you know what they did or what they're going to do about these police actions or whatever? They're going to recognize them, do you know, the VFW?
Oh, yeah, we're recognizing. We're taking in the Korean boys. We're taking in the Nam boys.
Oh,
we're taking
that.
In the
Desert Storm.
The Desert Storm. We're taking in Grenada. And I don't think Grenada should be in it, but I guess we're taking
in
Panama. We're taking. And I got books on it. I got it in my attaché case there,
well,
and I can show you.
There's so damn many of them. They're so short that you have to have some kind of definition about. You know,
that's what I'm worried about.
It's a combat operation.
Yeah.
You know. So
that's what I'm kind of. Well, it's dodging bullets, but really, I don't think they dodge a hell of a lot in Grenada myself. Really, because they said.
Either.
Well, they said most of all the casualties. In fact, I forget it was a hell of. Oh, a heck of a bunch there, and they were all from friendly fire. You know, they were killed or wounded by friendly fire from our own fire. You know,
it discourages you to hear that.
Well, yeah, and it really is. And then, as far as that Desert Storm goes, hey, when you can't even shoot your rifle because you're about 12 or 15 miles away from you. What the hell good is that? Don't you see? You know what I mean? Why even carry the rifle? You know, sidearm will do you as well.
I didn't really see much of a role for the foot soldier in that.
Yeah, that's right, because it was all tank or rocket or airplane. You
and
know,
the guys I talked to, the only thing that the GIs did over there was bring the prisoners in.
That's about it.
Beat them up and.
Well, you gotta have your foot soldier for that. You got a certain amount that you gotta take care of it with.
I've been watching the series Wings, which about airplanes.
Yeah.
And it amazes me. Saw one last night. I think it was an A-5 or A-15 or the other. Carries more bombs than a Flying Fortress.
Okay.
It's a fighter bomber.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out as one of the top fighters.
Mm-hmm.
in addition to it, it carries bombs, sidewinder missiles, and all this out in the home, good Lord. Mm-hmm. And the B-20, B-35s and all those are mm-hmm. all, they're all scrap now.
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is why. This is more economical.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it costs more, but there's no economical option.
I got a encyclopedia of the warplanes in the trailer. I'm going to show it to you. Yeah, and you want to see one? Oh man, it's a beautiful book. Jesus, positively beautiful.
You get the David out there. They advertised their catalog of the volume on all the Allied warplanes in the war,
mm-hmm.
and they also have one for all the German reform.
Yeah. Area. Well, that's what I got.
Well, I went to get it and they're out of print.
Oh. I'll show you what I got.
Is my plane in there? You see my
yeah,
plane?
I think it was. I think it's in there.
That's a big deal.
And you look it over, check it out. Yeah, there's like I said, I was rather honored with this vice commander deal. And the thing is, we got a young commander in there, a Vietnam guy, you know. And I presume he's got a family. That's how well I know him. I don't even know these guys.
I don't even know your lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't bother with it. That's okay. That lawn looks great.
Looks like
it looks great. Yeah. Looks great. Yeah. And we had a meeting the other night, and it was the most boring meeting because he couldn't read, he couldn't pronounce some of the words and stuff. And you know, you've got your book that you follow. You know what I mean?
How'd you get to be commander?
Well,
life, huh?
No, he was not. I don't think he was that well liked. I just think they didn't have a choice because what happened was the past commander is a service officer. And he had been commander for possibly 2-3 years and followed through right straight. You know, what we have is the elections every year. You know, every year they want you to move up, don't you see? So anyway, this commander, our ex-commander, he told him, are you going to be here for the doings? And everything, he says, yeah. Are you going to do this, and this? Yeah. Well, he promised to do all these things, don't you see? Well, he says, if you do, he says, I'll withdraw my nomination. And you can have it, you know. He just handed it to him on a platter, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And he took the job as a quartermaster. See, this, the ex-commander.
Oh, yeah, real far.
He would have been voted in hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, this man has been, he built the post, you might say. In fact, I went so far as to saying that if I have any power in this post, well, let me tell you first the other way around. What happened, this was the Gladwin County VFW post, okay? So they got a little dissension, they got pretty big. They got pretty big, and they had a little dissension there. One guy says, that's enough of that. I'm going to, he tried to split the post. So he got the Gladwin City Post. See? He went in the Gladwin City, called it the Gladwin City Post, and then we were in the Gladwin County Post. See? Okay. So they were kind of a back and forth deal. And the next thing you know, we had the state commander come down there. I wasn't in at the time that this all happened. See? The state commander come in, and he wanted to take so many out of our post and even it up with the city post, see? Holy baldy, they all went right in the air, you know. No way, you know. Well, our post is all paid for, and it's a beautiful post. I got things I want to show you. It's a beautiful post. It's all paid for, and the whole damn works. And we have what you call a street of flags, and I'm going to give you a card or two, and I want you to see it. It's beautiful. They have 220 flags of deceased veterans.
Oh, brilliant.
And they go right down the street with flags, go around the post, come back up the lawn, three rows of flags, 220 of them. See? And we put them out 12 times a year, see? And we have, and these are the casket flags. These are not small flags. These are casket flags,
good.
See? And they're on their own staffs with the names of the person,
yeah.
You know, the buddy or the comrade. And it's absolutely awesome. I mean, it's beautiful. It's so impressive, don't you see?
Well, that's good, because most of them, they take the flag and after you die, have to be buried.
Well, this guy, well, you see, this guy here, he's been a service officer for almost 50 years, don't you see? He's took care of all these boys, you know. He was a service officer in Gladwin and itself in the courthouse, as well as he worked his heart out on this post. In other words, he built the post, you might say. He's been with him charter right from the word go. Huh? Oh, all right. So I took it on my own. I said, if I have any power in this post, we need a name. Not Gladwin County, but we need a name. And I said, we're going to call it Robert Hughes Post, you know, 7303. I said, if anything happens to you, Bob, I says, I'm gonna just write it off. I'm just gonna wait it out, and when the timing is right, I'm gonna drop it on them like a bomb. See, and I'll drop it on them so fast they won't even know what the hell happened. See,
you can hear a lot if you're
and cold. Then I said, this will be the Robert Hughes Post, because that man, I don't care what chairmanship there is or what it is.
You're camping, you know.
He's in it. You know what I mean? He's there. And he don't miss a funeral. He don't miss a parade. He can't even, he was laid up for 3 years for Pete's sake, couldn't even walk. He finally got on his crutches. And he even got on the damn crutches and went in the parade, for Christ's sake. See? You know, I mean, he's a committed BFW vet. He's committed. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts, you know. And I get all my information from him and all my my advice and whatever. So.
Good heavens, I'm out of knowledge.
So I've got a good backing, don't you see? And not only that, I got three past commanders that are helping me out.
That's good.
Because they realized that I didn't come up from the ranks, you know. I was just put right in there, bloom, you know. I was just dropped right in there. The idea was to break a click. There was a click in there, and we broke it. At least Bob says we broke it. By putting me in there, it broke the click, see.
Good.
So, well, it did it. Now we got this young commander, though, and he can't even read out of a book, for Christ's sake, see?
Well, you can use a guy like that.
And, well, I'm not against him. I'm going to help him, don't you see? He's still a veteran. He's still a veteran.
You can help him, and you can get it done right by helping him.
Yes, I've attended just about every darn thing there is. I leave from here, I go, you know. They give me a call, and I get a call, I go. Or whom, you know, from whom, you know, either one, see?
So. Worse.
What's the matter? You got a leak?
I think there's a leak up here in the front. Yeah, it is leaking.
Yeah.
Isn't that a leak?
Yeah, I think
I'd say.
Say so.
Well, I could
let's go home and eat before we get in trouble. We won't be able to talk.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and now I'm gonna eat now and then. I'll bring that book. I want to show it to you too, because. I'm sure that you're going to read just about every. Well, you couldn't read every page. It's the war planes of all the war planes from World War I right on up.
Yeah.
See, and yeah, I tell you, you could build one of them out of that damn encyclopedia.
No kidding.
Is this a Jones? Is this Jones's book?
Jones? No, I don't think it's a Jones. The Jones.
Well, there's a Jones book of warships. The Jones book of airships.
Yeah. Well, I got the warships. I got the warships. That's Navy.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I should have got it from Andy. Andy was down here, and he's got it. He wanted to show his sons the ships, you know. Well, hell, I've been on, what, five or six different ships, you know. I got more damn time on the water than some of them sailors.
You got more than I got. I was never
52 days in one clip. Task Force 58. Yes,
the first ship I was on was USS Antietam, which is a carrier.
Yeah.
I went on it on Armed Forces Day of 46.
Yeah.
When the war was over.
Oh, I see.
We went in and walked through, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah.
The only ship I was ever on.
Yeah. Well, the first ship I was on was the Cape Cod, and you know what? They assigned me the 20 millimeter. Why in the hell did they assign me? I was a pretty good shot.
Transport?
Yeah, just a banana boat.
Yeah,
and we had 1/6-inch gun and 420 millimeters. That was it. Say, I'll see you later, Tom.
Okay. Sure glad I made it up here.
Hey, I'm glad you're down here. Believe me, I really mean it. Yeah. So
yeah, we're up,
up here. Where I'm well.
Well, you're even up.
Yeah. That's up for you, isn't it?
You're up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just down a little ways there.
You know, that makes us up.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, I'll see you guys after.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.